Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Laura Armstrong. She's the Director of Giving for Lighthawk, which is a nonprofit group and with a unique kind of a mission. And Laura, why don't you just start out, just tell us, what is it exactly that Lighthawk is all about?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. So Lighthawk is a nonprofit group whose mission is to champion environmental protection through flight. We got started in 1979 by a pilot in New Mexico. His name was Michael Stewart. And he was disturbed by the destruction he witnessed while flying around the West. So he decided he would start to show people what he was seeing. So he started to fly conservation groups and elected officials and the media, and basically set out to create a buzz about conservation issues and make a difference through flight.
Okay, so you've grown quite a bit over the years, and how big of a network do you have now, and where do you work?
Yeah, exactly. So now Lighthawk's about 33 years old, and we have a staff of 12 that are dispersed throughout the country, and a network of about 200 really highly skilled volunteer pilots. We work throughout the United States, in southern Canada, and all throughout Mexico and Central America.
Okay, so can you just give me some examples of what kind of projects you guys work on?
Definitely. One of the things that's really interesting about Lighthawk is we work in partnership with other groups. So all of our flights are in support of groups like World Wildlife Fund, the Nature Conservancy, Smithsonian Institution, National Geographic, and then dozens of small local groups throughout our geographic range. We provide flights for research and aerial photography, wildlife transport, and then sort of the hearts and minds flights where we're showing people what's going on the ground. So it's really a great way to look at conservation projects and try to get people to see what's going wrong and also help people see what some of the solutions might be.
Okay, great. Could you give me some examples?
Absolutely. One example that I like from this year is a project we did with the International Crane Foundation in Wisconsin. And they are the group that has really worked to bring the whooping crane back from near extinction. There were only about 21 birds in the wild. And they have worked really hard to build some nesting habitat at this wildlife refuge in Wisconsin. But they've had trouble figuring out how to keep the baby birds safe and in the nest. So we had four pilots who donated a week at a time. So we flew all throughout the week of the month of April. And the pilots basically circled over the nests in these really swampy wetlands that you just can't get to from the ground and told the scientists what was going on the nests. So the scientists were taking pictures and they were using binoculars to see what was going on. And afterwards, the Crane Foundation said that the work was just indispensable, that there was no other way they could have sort of monitored the nest throughout the season. And the pilot said it was just fantastic to be involved in it. So it's kind of the neat thing that Lighthawk does is bring these scientists together with pilots, and they both have these amazing experiences.
That's great. And I guess another thing you've been working on recently is actually transporting wildlife. And can you give me some idea why do you need airplanes to do that and some of the projects that you've done?
Absolutely. Wildlife transport is fairly new for us. We have had a number of wild passengers, from Mexican wolves and river otters to black-footed ferrets, several species of falcons, and sometimes injured or orphaned animals, an orphaned grizzly bear cub and a couple of injured mountain lion cubs. The reasons are varied. In some cases, we're helping to restore species to their native habitat. For example, we work with the Peregrine Fund to move baby falcon chicks from Idaho, where they are bred, down to New Mexico and Texas, where they're released into the wild. And in other cases, we're helping either with injured wildlife or with captive breeding programs to move animals from wildlife centers throughout the U.S. and also to zoos. We have a really cool flight coming up this weekend helping to move injured sea turtles or I guess stranded sea turtles who are hypothermic in New England, and they need to be moved down to the south. Kemp's Ridleys are the most endangered kind of sea turtle, and we're moving 8 of those and 4 loggerhead sea turtles from Massachusetts to the Georgia Aquarium this week. So that's a really unique use of flight, and it's wonderful. We now have a handful of pilots with turboprops and a few single-engine jets that can take these flights really quickly. And what happens is that when the wildlife folks try to transport these species commercially, it just can be disastrous. So it's not good for the animals, and they don't arrive in very good shape. But on a Lifehawk flight, it's you know, straight to the airport, on the plane, and a couple hours later, they're safe at their new facility. So really makes a difference for the wildlife. And then the pilots have this amazing experience being involved in, you know, literally saving lives.
Yeah, that's great. I would imagine that compared to the alternatives there, whether flying on an airline or flying, or, you know, or being transported by ground, a small airplane is just indispensable.
Yeah, it's really fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. So if pilots are interested in getting involved with Lighthawk, how does that work? What kind of volunteers do you need, and how would somebody do that?
We have a truly fantastic core of people who are volunteer pilots, and it's really like an extended family, which is really fun. You have to have 1,000 hours PIC to apply to join the Corps, and then there's an application process. It's not too strenuous, but it definitely, we're working to get the right people on board. We have volunteer pilots across the U.S. and some in Central America. Some of them fly once or twice a year, and others fly once or twice a month, just depending on their interest and their availability. We have a wide variety of planes that we use that are useful for Lighthawks, you know, Cessnas, Huskies, Pipers. They're sort of the standards for our typical photography and research missions, and then the wildlife transport flights, like I mentioned, are done in the larger planes. People can go to our website, lighthawk.org/volunteer, and find out more about joining the Corps.
Okay, thanks, Laura. And is there anything else going on that you think our readers or our listeners should hear about?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited about the coming year in 2013. We're putting a special emphasis on our work to protect oceans. It's really pretty amazing what you can learn about the oceans from the air, and I think that that's not obvious, but when I look at the work that we do on the Pacific Coast and the Atlantic Coast and the Caribbean, it really is quite fascinating and interesting, and I think that's something, if anyone is coastal and wants to join Lighthawk and fly for some of these things, whether it's researching manatees or helping protect the coral reef off the coast of Belize, it's such a variety and interesting projects that we're working on that we'd love to have them.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.